Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, welcome. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Elaine, how much snow in your driveway? Okay. And who else do we have online? Nobody? Okay. So we need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting in December. Do I have a motion? Motion by Bill. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Lynn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Next on our agenda is a motion to move to closed session. Do we have?
We've got a group, Ben, don't we? The new members.
Yeah, we did that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You were sleeping moving. I guess. Ben, Bill wants to say hi. Don't let any grass grow, Bill.
No, I know. That's
okay. You have a motion to go into closed session.
I'll move.
Motion by Lynn.
Second.
Second by Bill. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Can I do a roll call somewhere?
You want a roll call?
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to do the roll call? Tony, go ahead.
Man, I have a place.
They're just, it's a day of surprises. You weren't caught as bad as I was. Okay, let's see.
Base was something.
Jay, do you have a roll call?
I'm looking up the roster right now so I can do it all correctly. Okay. Mayor Bailey Hedley.
Yes.
Commissioner Bill Winfield.
Yes.
Commissioner Bruce Adams.
Yes.
Mayor Danny Van Wagner.
Yes.
Camille.
Elaine Gisler. Elaine Gisler, I think I heard you say yes.
Yes.
Joette Langanese, also known as Richard Laurie.
Yes.
Richard Laurie is sitting in for Mayor Joe Hatt today. Commissioner Lynn Citrin.
Yes.
Gosh.
I'm looking back
for you or him.
Merlin Rushton.
Here.
Mayor Michael Koryanis.
Yes.
Patrick Mullen is absent. Danny Wilson.
Yes.
Tony Martinez.
Yes.
Valerie Cincinnati.
Yes.
And with that, we have a quorum.
Okay, we are now in closed session. Mel?
So we have a couple applications to review today. The first one we'll go over is for Farmingos Cafe. So Bill and Angela Hicks are looking to purchase the business in front of us, not the building. Just to be clear, they will be purchasing the business, and they want to do some renovations and have some startup costs. So they want to replace the industrial fridges and the fryers in there. And there's been some updates to the air and water systems as well. And so he wants to purchase it. His plans for making some changes is to expand the business hours. So they'll be open Sunday morning. And they're also going to be updating the menu a little bit. There will be some core items which stay the same, but he's going to add some new farm things to it as well. So the review committee had a few questions for him that were in his application that I've answered here. He did find out his rent agreement for roof of space is going to be $600 a month, so that was something that was up in the air for a little while. And they do have a bill of sale prepared, so they're ready to proceed with sale. And there was some question if everything was up to code in the building, and they did have an inspector. Everything's good to go from what I hear from Bill. And they don't currently have a profit and loss statement. I believe Helen is starting up from here, so I shouldn't know the.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, that's what I thought, but they don't have a profit and loss statement, but they do have their estimated projections. So those are in the packet as well. And what else did they? So they are applying for a loan through, I believe it's Cache Valley, that said they were going to apply through. And the one thing that the review committee wanted to make sure is that they don't get two loans, and Bill doesn't want to do that either. So they did request or suggest that it be approved, but on the contingency that if they get the loan through Cache Valley, they don't also get a loan with the RLF, so their debt burden ratio is so significant. Is there any questions on that?
Out of curiosity, do you know the interest rate on the loan for cash?
I don't. I think they were still working on, like, they weren't 100% through on getting approved, but that would be just great.
Yeah.
How much are they asking for?
They're asking for 125,000.
155.
25.
Okay. Between both entities or from each entity?
So total, that would be their total loan ask. And if they do get approved for the Cache Valley one, they would also, they might try to leverage with the RLF funds to balance out a little bit. But their total ask in the two
Okay, just for me talking with them, this is a great thing for us because current tenant of the cafe, she's not able to send. No. She basically closed door. She just at that thrill from the time of opening till the time of closing. And so this is a great thing for them to step in because I've always wondered, we have an empty restaurant on the other end of Main that's sitting there. So I think his, what he wants to do pastas, he wants to do different things. And I think it'd be a great thing for our community.
And I'll just add the things that he's done at the college, the turnaround, and I think he'd be doing an exceptional job there. Like he's a go-getter, he's very motivated, and he's done a lot of great things. So
And his wife has a pretty big position in electronics as well. And
Everybody.
she would be related to the position if they could be joining there.
Okay, you said there's another one.
Yes, we do have one other application if everybody is good on reviewing that one. This one. So there are a few issues on this one, but first we'll just go over the background. So this is from Summer McBride. This is called Mito's Custom Designs. It would be a primarily upholstery business from the start. So a few of the negatives that the community was concerned about is they do have quite a poor history or credit history and rating. It's due to several things, including some past due accounts and some in collections accounts. And they also do have a history, as we're pointing out on their credit report, of taking out payday loans. Those aren't any outstanding right now, but it is something that's in history. So there's some concern about financial literacy as far as that goes because they're not great. And they were concerned that there wasn't really a clear picture of how they would be able to pay loan. They do have several, I think this is seven jobs lined up, and they're relying very heavily on word of mouth. So there was some concern of once those seven jobs are done, are they going to be able to get more business, or is that going to be a little bit dead in the water for at least until they find their next job? Some positives though, the review committee was happy to see that they were seeking something besides a payday loan. So they thought that showed some growth, looking for more. I don't want to say anything, but some a better option than a payday loan. Their collateral that they're offering is more than twice what the loan ask is, so that was another positive. And it would provide an employment for three people, well, two to begin with. Their son might be joining them later on, but her partner would be Jed McBride. And just to give you some background, he recently got a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, and he was a mine worker and a truck driver, so he can no longer do that. So he needs something where there's not any risk of him putting himself or other people in danger. So that would create a job opportunity for him. That was one of the positives. But any question, discussion? Hang that one. Got it.
There's another one we need to have in our closed session.
I do have one update for Spitfire Girls. So we did take them to collection, took some professional collections here in price. There's been some hiccups with that. I think over the holidays, before people not being in the office and everything, they did drop the bottle over there. So we're still working with them. That was one thing I wanted to talk about with you, Mr. Winfield, was to see if there's another collection agency, maybe in Moab, closer to where they're at that you knew of. But we are working on that, but there's not been any progress there, just to give the board an update.
And considering it's Colorado, I wonder if we might be better off looking at Grand Junction.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot bigger base there. I don't know of anything in Moab, but I'll bet there is in Grand Junction for sure.
Oh, and one other item, sorry to jump around, but just last board meeting, we had a review of Origin Fusions, who had an emergency loan with us, and we did vote to fully forgive the loan outstanding loans. And he just wanted me to make sure I told everyone how incredibly grateful he was of that decision and how much of a relief it was for him. So I just wanted to say that as well. But if there's anything on Spitfire, we'll jump back there. Does anyone have any questions or anything?
Yeah, I do. I have a question on that Spitfire. Is Bill, what you're saying that we go to call Grand Junction to try and find their location? Is that what I heard? Am I correct?
No, we're looking for a collection agency, Ben. They've moved up somewhere around the Steamboat, Colorado area, I believe is where they're at with the Spitfire.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so we're trying to just go after the value that they still owe.
Okay. Yeah, if that one doesn't work, I do know of one in Longmont we can go after, we can pursue as well.
Okay. If there are no other questions or comments, do we have a motion to come out of closed session?
So made.
Bill Winfield makes a motion, second by Bailey. All right, Danny, do I need a roll call on this?
No.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're now out of our closed session. Camille, help us with what we need to take action on here.
Okay, so the first one we'll need to take action on is making a determination on the Farlinos Cafe approval or denial. So we just need someone to make a motion.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Michael.
I'll second.
Second by Bill. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, second one, Camille.
The next one is the Miko's Custom Designs.
Okay, do we have a motion on that one?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bill. Danny.
Second.
Okay, second by Danny. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Ben, you can vote. All right, good. All right.
Sorry, I was on mute. I didn't realize. Sorry.
No problem. Let's see. We are.
So, loan staff's report, no significant items to report. Just an update on the emergency loans. We now only have one person that's not made contact. Everyone else is either repaying or in the process of getting set up to or has been paid off or written off.
Okay. No action needed. Okay. Do we have any other business? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion.
Motion by Danny, second by Bill. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Seeing none? We're done.
Wow.
Yeah,
somebody's energized.
You know, all got out from that trip over the hill that we just made.
Somebody's wound up about something, huh? We have some agendas, Jade, for the
right. I think all is going to be passing those out. So,
right, Camille,
thank you, Camille.
Thanks, Camille. I'm going to switch her out and I'll take.
Hey, you don't need to leave. Somebody will be outnumbered if you leave the film.
Okay. She stopped recording.
Thanks, Valerie. Thanks, you.